We are continuing in the Pasuk Yud Ches in Mishlei Perek Yud, and we are discussing the way in which the Shulchan Aruch brought down this Pasuk Legabi, the specific halacha of not informing concerning the ptira of a person, even to the Avelin. And I wanted to go into that a little bit more deeply and maybe give you some additional Makairis to talk about besides the ones that are in front of us. We'll start with the Beis Yosef in Yeredeya Simen Tov Beis. Kosavoy Ramodach Hashem Vagoyz Mamonios. Mishe Meis Loi Meis Veloi Noid Aloi. A person lost a Karov and he doesn't know that he lost him. He's not aware of the Petira. Zokta Ein Choyva Sheyoim Guloi. Even if we're talking about losing a parent, there's no chiyuv for the one who knows to inform the one who does not know. But what if he asks, what's the matzav? He means the Mordechai. Because what goes by money is perek vav. Shirashi posak shemuta lazmina lesudas elusim and nisuin. The kol simcha kivan she'ena yedeya. Now this lotion of kivan she'ena yedeya, he doesn't say kedei shelo yeda. So I was medayik from this lotion an interesting maskana, namely that the isur of the ovel is because he is mevatel his hergeshe avelus. When someone doesn't know, he doesn't have any hergeshe avelus, obviously. So it's not the mitzius of being in such a reality, but rather it's the consciousness of the reality. That's my point. You understand what I'm saying to you? In other words, is there a shoygeg here for the person who is going to the simcha, not realizing that he's an ovel? Is there at least a shoygeg? So the answer is no. That's what I suspect. Why not? Because the isur is to be mevatel your avelus. That's the isur. There's no avelus going on. The fact that he is in the mitzius, had lost a relative, that reality is there, is irrelevant to this nekuda of asu l'leches l'beis mishteh. It's not that a person who lost a karov is not allowed to go to a base mishta. It's that a person who is in avelus is not allowed to be in mevatlis nehugi avelus. So the person not in avelus if he doesn't know. And I'm medayikid in the loshen. And this is a loshen of Rashi in the Sefer Pardis. Mutal azmino lesudas egosim and isuin v'kol simcha kivon she'ena yedeya. He doesn't say kedei shelo yeda. But kivon she'ena yodeya is mutal azmina. You're not even over on anything. And he's not over either. Not even b'shoigig. That's what I would suggest. That's not the chiddush that I was talking about. I just wanted to make that point. The Tadake Moshe mentions yesh lo hidiyoi beremez ba'alma. Now you have here an interesting thing. If he says to him, if he shoyoloi, you're not allowed to be mishaker, correct? So if you're not allowed to be mishaker, why don't you spell it straight out? So the Tadake Moshe says, no, no, no. Even though he's confronting you, is he alive or is he gone? You can't say he was niftar. You have to use some sort of a remez. He says, I'm not telling you, because it says Maitzi Diba Huxil. Anybody who says that, what is the obvious conclusion of the Shemaya? That he was niftar, because otherwise was dreist him akop. Tell me he's alive. Right. Tell me we should still be mispalo for Rav Kahana. So obviously the conclusion is black on white, but the statement is gray. You see my point? You can't say it with a femole. So therefore, says the Dake Moshe the Ramah in the tour, that if you are confronted and he asks you point blank, and you cannot lie. So you have to be merames, but you can't spell it out. And the Dake Moshe HaKotzar, we mentioned all this, I believe, last time at the end, very quickly, but I just wanted to start with this, because, you know, Dovah Sholeh. means that he has to tell him even if he doesn't know anything. There is a chiluk between who is the person who is going to become the avel when you tell him. Is it a person who says Kaddish or is it somebody else? For those who say Kaddish, there's an inyan to say it. Kadesh Yispalu Aleihem. Kivan Dislay Lemes Nachasruach Bozeh. Lispalu Aleihem means Mistama with the Kaddish. Others say Beferish the Kaddish, as we will see later in the Shulchan Aruch itself, in the Ramah. But it could also be just the tefillah for the Amud and things like that. So that's the Azarua that's quoted, and the Marival that's quoted by the Darkei Moshe. And the Ramah says the same thing in the name of the Marival. Shulchan Aruch Yeridea Simen Tov Beis If Yud Beis. Misha Meis Lai Meis V'Noid Aloi. Ein Noi Choy Vosh Yoyim Uloi. V'afilu Bovi V'imoi. V'azeh Nema Moitzi Dibo Huxil. Interesting that the Lashon is Einoi Chayva as opposed to Asur. It doesn't say here specifically Asur. But the Pasuk, Moitzi Dibo Huxil, would be Mashma that you're not supposed to. And the Lashon of Einoi Chayva is kind of like softening it. See, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch copies the Lashon of the Sefer Paddis of Rashi. Interesting that, I mean, I don't want to go into this into detail because it'll derail us from our initial purpose, but because it's a whole discussion in its own right, midvar sheker tilchok. But I just want to make a very brief comment here. There is a principle, even within midvar sheker tilchok, of mishanin mipnei darkei shalom. So obviously, this halacha, that you're not allowed to lie outright, it does not fall under the category of mishanin mipnei darkei shalom. You're not allowed to lie. In this case, you cannot say chayu. Shenei midvar sheker tilchok. The Marmor says, they have to inform them, Kadesh Yom Kaddish, Avu Babonis, Aminoklaloidium. But again, the Haidah has to be Beremiza, but not Befemole. So it comes out like this, that Moitzi Dibo Ksil has two halachas, two inyonim. Even though in the Gemara there's only one inyon mentioned, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Poiskim took it to be two inyonim. Number one, that you don't inform them. You don't go out of your way lechatchila to inform them. Number two, when they ask, if they ask explicitly, and you have to say something, you should be meramis. And they're really deriving, the second is beferish in the Gemara, in Sochem Daf Gimel, that we learned last time. The other one is implicit in the Gemara, because he waited for them to ask. He didn't come back with the besara, listen, he's gone. So first he waited for them to ask, and when they asked, he said, I'm not telling you, because Maitzi Diba Huxil. So even though the implication was obvious, as I told you before, it's no question that this is what happened, Rav Kana is gone, but he didn't inform them L'chatchila, and even B'di'eved, he only said it in a way that doesn't spell out Meishu. You cannot say Meishu. So of course, the Kasha is, and the Shaila is, on all those situations where somebody calls up and says, there's a Levaya so-and-so, and he's saying Meishu? He's saying Mesu. So is saying there's a Levaya equivalent to Mesu? Maybe that's a remez also. Or is that already saying Mesu? No, so he said, I don't tell you anything. Well, if he's not saying anything, he's not saying anything. The implication is obvious, but he's not saying anything at all. He's saying, I'm not telling you. The question is, what if he is telling you, but he's telling you something that's a chelek of the inyan, but isn't the word itself Meis Hu? He was Nifter. The person calls up on the phone. I want you to know, we have a Besaira Loi Toiva. So-and-so was Nifter, and the Levaya will be in the Shomer HaChomis or whatever it is. So that you can't say, Levaya. Question is, can you say the Levaya of so-and-so will be in Shomer HaChomis? I mean, if you're not going to say the person's name, I'm not sure that anybody's going to go to Levaya just because they heard it as a Levaya. There's an interesting tshuva discussion of the Milcha Shlomo of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zichron Elvach, L'chayil Mabo, about this whole business that they hear constantly in the streets. You know, they go around with the Ramco, or there's a Levaya passing by. There's one Levaya after another. He's supposed to be Meshachet for the Levaya, so your whole day is gone, I mean, in Yerushalayim. So he has a very complicated, he has a hard time with saying it's okay to stay home. Just because we hear that there's a Levaya, that's not going to mean that people are going to go run. So you have to say who. So if you say that the Levaya of so-and-so is, or says so-and-so Nebuch didn't make it, or any of these kind of Lashonos which don't say the Feirish, Nifta, is that also Motzi Diba? My feeling would be yes. Because the Gemara says, Lo Yodano, he could have said all kinds of things. He could have said his neshama is in Himmel. He could have said. He says, he could have said, now we don't have to worry about him anymore. All of these Lashonos would be Merames very, very specifically, but it wouldn't say Nifta. Oh, yeah. So you see from the fact that he had to say Lo Yodano, that maybe even those kind of remozim, since they are very specific to the inyan of Ptira, even though it doesn't say the word Ptira itself, is considered Maitzi Diba Huksil. So the shaila is, how do we manage all of this? And then, of course, the shaila of the, we ended up with the thing that we mentioned the last, there's this whole question of the misaskim and the rishimis that you have, that are written in the newspapers and so on, for the purpose of making it easier for somebody to be Menachem Avol. So meanwhile, he opens up the newspaper, unfortunately very often on Shabbos, and he sees, oy vey, this person was nifta, vey is me, vey is me. Oy, such a young boy, such a young boy, ay, ay, ay. That's also a Shabbos, if you're allowed to be ma'ayver, etzev, and so on. But besides that, the question is done, those people who publish it, is this an issue of Motzi Diba Huksil? It's, you know, we don't, it grates against our sensibilities that it should be. And Lemaisa, we need that information. But, you know, for thousands of years, I think they managed without publishing it in the newspapers. But today they have, you know, a newspaper comes out every week, and every, you know, so it's possible to do it. And then, of course, you have on the internet.
Speech to Ksav, we're equating
that. That's what Reb Yitzchok asked Mamish at the end of last year. And that's what I mentioned, the tshuva of Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer, which I think I went into a little bit, but we'll mention it soon. Soon, Bezus Hashem. So the first thing is this, a shailus of tshuvas, I want to go to straight, to Bislachvatz. Yeah. By the way, the Marivail that was mentioned, Simin Yud Gimel, so I have it for you, Mila B'Mila. The one that the Ramah mentions in the Darkei Moshe and in the Hagoyes on the Shulchan Aruch, the child's Jews, my rival, Simin Yud Gimel, Kol HaShel HaShalom Ahuvi Mechotani, HaChocham Rav Yudman, Shesha'al Tamisha Misha Meis Aviv Ha'ima Yim Mitzvah Lo'idiyo Teich Lamed, B'Mordechai Yevchulu V'chulu, right? He says like this, Bekoma Koim Noagu Lo'idiyo Lebonim Atzchon V'kdei Shispalu, Kibin De Yisla La'ameis Nachas Ruach Bazeh, and then he says something else. Anyhow, Bikitsa, this is the makar for what the Ramah said to be machalik between sons and daughters. Yeah. Now, since it's an inyan of Lispalo, so what he said about daughters applies also to other relatives that don't say Kaddish. It would be the same point, that you're not Medea to them. It's not a question of male and female. It's a question of who's mispalo and who's not mispalo. Taz, ain loy v'shakya, nira di yeshloima b'loshin de mishtama l'tre ape, d'haynu she'ena mevua b'feirish b'dvarav shumeis, elo ha'loshin soigo l'chayim u'lemisa. The loshin, it doesn't mean the implication. Implication could be obvious, because it's very poshut. If somebody says something that sounds not to the point, the people will be ma'ayin in the words enough to figure out that there's a remez here. People talk straight. So if somebody is alive and well, they say he's alive and well. If you start hemming and hawing and saying things that are strange, so the person already says, like, why is he padraying me a cup? So the Teretz is, he doesn't want to tell me straight out. But nevertheless, the Lashon itself is critical. HaLashon Sovel Chaim L'misav Raim Mideisav Reb Chir Shashal Rav Abba Kayim Amalei Ima Kayemis. He said his mother is alive. He's asking about his father. What is he telling him about his mother? Upirsha Tosef Lashon Tmiya Amar Ad Shata Shalani Alavi Shalani Alimi. Toch Zeh Hevi Reb Chir Shemes Aviv Shmami Neshlo Amar Beferi Shemes. It's interesting that Tosef says B'Tmiya And you know, like, why don't you ask me about your mother? What was bothering Tosis that it's not straight out? It says ima kayemis. Ima kayemis is it by implication that Abba is not kind? He's asking about the father. So that's an interesting thing. Maybe even according to Tosis, saying ima kayemis b'nichusa is a problem. You know, has to be even more than that. Ima kayemis ad shatosho aleini. So whatever it is, the Taz learns from here that it has to be Mishtama L'Trei Api, and it's interesting that he brings this Gemara and he doesn't bring the Gemara Don't Ask Me, Motzi Diba Huksil. Why doesn't he bring the Gemara of Don't Ask Me? I mean, not Don't Ask Me, I mean, I'm not going to tell you, Motzi Diba Huksil. So I have the impression that the Taz wants to go beyond that Gemara. Why? Because he's bringing Abba Kayyem and Tosfos specifically in Abba Kayyem to tell me that even if you say a Lashon that's neutral, but it has to be a Lashon that's Mishtama L'Trei Ampi, Eini, don't ask me, is not a Lashon that's Mishtama L'Trei Ampi. It's not Shaykh to say, don't ask me, and he's alive. It's not Shaykh. He's asking me, is he alive or not? How is he faring? And he says, don't ask me. What do you mean, don't ask me? If he's alive, that's a Gvaldika B'Zayra Daiva, that he's still alive. So the words, don't ask me, are saying Beferish. And the Taz wants you to use a Lashon that even the Lashon is ambiguous enough that it's a possibility. So you have to, like, in other words, the difference is, do you have to be, even a dumbbell would understand what you're saying? Or do you have to be a Shtickel Pikeach to figure out what he's saying? The Taz wants you to be a Pikeach. A dumbbell wouldn't figure it out. Ima Kayemis, Ima Kayemis, you know, whatever. Anyhow, the kids, there's something here that has to do with Motzi Diba. None of these Mefoshim that we've learned so far have explained what's the problem. It's a davar, the whole world is aware that we don't live forever.
We don't
live forever. Am I right or fine? Yes. Except if you're 18 years old. Yeah.
You have a good point.
So the point that I'm making is, what's the problem? There's an inyan of Avelus, there are halachas of Avelus. What's exactly the problem? We can answer the question in two very different ways. One way is to say, you don't cause a person agmas nefesh. Now, the problem is that motzi diba, the word diba, is a problem. Because if the pasuk would say mitzayer chaveiro yuksil or something along those lines, and they would apply it to such a case, it would be open and shut. You have speech, and speech causes the other person hurt, pain, even if it's legitimate to inform him, but somehow you can't cause him that pain. In fact, by saying something indirectly, you give him a certain amount of time to kind of discover it for himself. It could happen in a second, but it's still not the same as having that thunderclap where the person says it outright, the words. He is gone. So it could be that there's an inyan not to be mitzayer somebody. But I don't see that it fits into the words of motzi diba. Motzi diba. Diba is Lashon Hara. So what's the Lashon Hara? In fact, there are mefarshim that ask, diba is sheker. What's the sheker over here? That's the problem. That's a very, it's an interesting problem. So the Mefarshim did not dwell upon this. They just say you're not supposed to do it because the Gemara says so. And it's an interesting thing. Let's take a look at the Shavus Yankiv. Echad shemeisa lo achoisai, the second line at the end of the second line. Zayis v'yot. Al echad shemeisa lo achoisai v'noyeg shiva. So somebody knew that his sister was nifter. He buried her, and then he was noyik shiva. And all of a sudden, unbeknownst to anybody or anything, the father shows up at the doorstep. He doesn't know from nothing. He's just coming. He's traveling through. He decided to visit his children. So now what? So he says, "B'toch shiva ba'aviv me'aderech shel yada adayin mimisas bitoy." So That's the kasha. Baldvar lotzeis likras aviv shlo yagish ba'avelus bitoi nigli de shapir domi damatzinu betisha ba'av the hoylich likras rabbi yoyaviv atzavorhu b'mayim ve'ina choshesh. It's a pella, the whole tshuva. Shmamino de kibud aviv doicha avelus de tisha ba'av hu adin kan after yesh mokum la'achloik da'avelus yeshona. As the Ramban calls Tisha B'Av the ancient Avelus, the Avelus over the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Avelus Yishana. So it said that Avelus Yishana is not the same as Avelus for a Karev. Here we go. The Koshke Mishum Kvoid Aviv, the Hukash Kvoid Likvoid Amokai. Right? So he's not saying, it's fascinating. Let's go a little bit weiter. By the way, this is a completely parenthetic statement. But he says it's not so chomer kol kach. What's happening today is, as they say in modern Hebrew, zva'ati. It's really a gefelach. You know, the Olam has this idea that you want to be misnachem and you have friends. And you want to give your friends the opportunity. Not you, we shouldn't say the word you. A person wants to give his friends the opportunity to be Menachem Ovelin. So they position themselves into whatever place is most likely. Now, since there's an Inyan that the Beis HaOvel would be the Beis HaNifter, and the Beis HaNifter today we travel all over the place, so there, many people have this very simple idea that from Sunday to Tuesday I'll be in this and this place, and from Wednesday to Thursday I'll be in that place, and Thursday night I'll be in a third place. And that way I'll cover all the bases because I have a lot of different connections and different situations. My childhood, I grew up in this house, and then I moved to this and this community, and I work in a different place, and Mimela, all three will be covered. It's nish poshet bechalal that such a thing is mutter. Not poshet. But it became almost like a minig amokam. It's nispashet ba'ofen nifla. But there are a lot of poskim that are very much against this idea. The person sitting shiva stays put in the Beis HaOvel. That's it. And whoever's menachem is menachem. There's no halacha that is supposed to. It's not a social thing that to provide people with opportunities. There's no such thing. The whole concept doesn't exist. Anyhow, he says nevertheless. So where did the heter come from? So the answer is from Tshuva's B'dayim Lazeh, that he says, it's not so chomu kol kach, ayin b'yoridei sim shit tzadik evil, v'ayin mokam l'bal din lach lik da'afgav d'mi shemes l'meis en emochuyiv lo'im aloy, b'kom mokam ein l'lishakiv lo'im achayhu. Right? He says, you'll ask me a kash after all of the heterim that I gave, which are based on other inyonim, such as that covered Rabbi and covered Oviv is Doicha, and by Tisha B'Av, so maybe here also, and maybe you'll say Avelus Yishon is different, and then you'll say it's not so terrible if he goes out Mibesai. But wait a minute. You're lying through the teeth. You're going to go out and say hello, and he's going to say, how is everything? He says, everything is wonderful. And you know, you make a big simcha. Right? So he says, no, this is not a sheker. Ki I gavna ain't kan sheker klal. He's asking, isn't the implication that's so obvious that everything is going fine also a sheker? That's what he's asking. He's saying, avada gavis, you're not going to say, my sister is perfectly alive. That he's masking, Weistais. But isn't everything that you're doing and saying maramis to that fact? I mean, you're going likras. The father, the supim of a mechalas, you know, a person wants to greet his father. He greets his father with a massive embrace and says, Dad, I'm so happy you're here. Everything is wonderful. So how could you say that? That's what he's asking. Isn't that also a problem in Midvar Sheker Tirchok? He says, no. And he quotes the Gemara Psachim, Behod ahadri kari lachoyre, amalei anolo kaamino, amalei aivu kayam, etc., amalei ima kayemes, yen sham. Ke poshutu shemutal asis ke mishum kvoit aviv kanal. He says, no. What he's saying, in other words, is that those Gemaras imply that you can cover up. If you can flip the thing over, in the end, the words themselves are obvious that he's gone. It's good. He turned over the Kriya. Mm-hmm. So the Kriya makes the statement blatant. It's like he's talking. So he has to turn the kriya back. Now he's not talking at all. And when they ask him point blank, what's going to happen when the father asks, how's your sister? How's my daughter? What's he going to say? So that, the Shmuz Yankiv doesn't tell me. He doesn't say, and if he asks, you're going to lie. Because that, he quotes this halacha himself. But he says, all implications to the contrary, meaning that it's mishtama that she's very much alive and well, you're allowed to do. That's what he says. In the end, though, he says, Pashtu shemut alasas kei mishum kvoid aviv. So it's hard to know in other situations what he would say. But it's a very, very important tshuva. And I brought you from this a tshuva of Chedves Yankiv. He had a shakla v'tarya with the Klei Chemda, and they brought a Likutei Maharan. Reb Nachman Breslov, Likutei Maharan. He writes, they write in his name, Reb Nosson writes, Shebeksiva sh'adam koisev lo yichashinun lemechzik yishikra, maybe me'amar sh'hanal ha'koisev v'chei nirali, dekivun sh'moyshe rakosa v'loy omar, Ein ze nechshav kesheker im kosav shemeis afilu sh'od chai. So the Torah, right, the Shmoneh Psukim, so there's a whole question of Moshe Rabbeinu writing something while he's still alive, and he's writing that he died. Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. So how could you write Vayom Hashem Moshe if you're still alive? So the Maharsha says, because he wrote it, he didn't say it. And writing is not the same. That's what he says. So he brings from that Maharsha a raya that you could write it. And he writes that the Chedves Yankiv answered the Vav of the Chukim Rechaykim Loimah Amosh Rabbeinu Chasashom Shenitl Mimeno Hadibur Vloikah Asa'enoi. He only wrote it, he didn't say it. Of course, he said it as well. He told it to Klal Yisrael. B'yoseh Mayena, Likra, V'yikvar Oseh Magai, Efshem Moshe Meis, V'kosa V'yikvar. The Gemara asked the question, Chazal asked the question, how could he have said it? So that's the whole Shaila of Yoshua writing it, and then Moshe Kosa V'dema. But you see, Beferish, that the Gemara was concerned. Why didn't the Gemara answer right away? What? He's only writing. So it's not a problem. So what's the kasha? Efshe Moshe Meis, Efshe Moshe Chai, and it says Vayikbar Oisai. So the Teretz is Dibur and Ksiva Ainu Ha. Ksiva is Kedibur, and therefore, if there's an inyan of Midvash Sheker Tirchok in Dibur, there also is an inyan of Midvash Sheker Tirchok in writing, and therefore the Gemara had to give other terutzim. So this discussion is found also in the Paiskim. So Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer says that there was a whole discussion about writing announcements in the newspaper of the time, the Israelite, about someone being Nifter. And apparently there weren't like these announcements that were simply stating, you know, you have these advertisements even now that are put out by Meisters that somebody supported, etc., sometimes by members of the family. So they put an announcement and they speak about the Nifter in a couple of lines while they're also announcing how for them it's a terrible loss, etc. So the person who's reading it has a bunch of information. Number one, he discovers that Ploni ben Ploni was Nifter. And that's what it says for Feirish. And then he also discovers certain things about that Nifter. Certain good things about the Nifter. So the argument was that this whole picture is kind of like Derech Hesped, and it's a covet for the mace, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Even though, indirectly, people will be informed of his petira, and it's an explicit statement, but the tachlis of it is to give covet to the mace, it overrides. That's the impression that you get from the original statement. It's not so much or Dr. Lehman, Shemoydiya rak Derech Hesped, ubazem mutar. Right? Etc. Okay. So, the same thing, he quotes that you are allowed to tell the Bonim Zecharim. Remember the Marival that we learned a little while ago? So what's the purpose of that? To make a Nachas Ruach for the Nifter through the Kaddish, through the Tfilos. So he says the same thing applies here also. when people read that this person was a tzaddik yisod olam and he did a lot of chesed and he was a very big talmid chacham and he was marbet tzayra barabim and etc. etc. So about such things, it gives cover to the nifter and hespeda yikra dechai yikra deshichbi. So hespeda is covered for the mace. So therefore, you're allowed to do it. It's similar to the kaddish of the banim zachar. Right. So there were other points that were made. One of the points that were made, which he knocks down in the She'ela, he knocks down, is that the argument was made in the newspaper also that non-Krovim you're allowed to inform. That this whole issue is only for Krovim, not for non-Krovim. So he said, and therefore the newspaper is not being made dear to Krovim. The Krovim was sitting shiva. The Krovim knew all about it. Strangers are being informed. People get the newspaper in the next week or whatever it is, and they didn't even know because they who's to know? And it goes lemerchakim, different cities, different towns, different suburbs. So maybe that's the answer. So he says, no, it's not true because from the Gemara you see clearly that Talmud Chacham Dolahavi Kroiva Asa Loima Beferish Emes. So Lefiza Asa Lichtav Betzaitung Mimisas Talmud Chacham Betzadika Amenu Rachman Olitzlan Vahavi Bechla Moitzi Diba. Right? So his argument was like this. If it's covered on Mace and Diri and Yoni Hesped mentioned, it should be Mutter. Mitzad, that you're not informing Kroivim, that's not a good teretz, because even informing strangers is a problem of Moitzi Diba. Now he comes to the third point. What about the fact that it's written? So he says, Avoladaiti Nira, the ancient Moitzi Diba, this is all the Shoyel, this is what happened. The newspaper published these things like they published them today. And somebody was arguing against the editor that he's doing something wrong. And the analysis of what might be wrong, what might not be wrong, is being presented. All of this to Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer, and they want to know, what does he think about this? So the arguer, the one who is bringing the whole thing to the fore, to the attention of Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer, is making several points. So the first point that he made was Kavod HaMeis. Second point was not to distinguish between Krovim and strangers. And the third point he makes is the point that he feels is the right point. Namely, that since it's a publication and it's only in writing, you don't have the rule of Motzi Diba Huksil, and in writing you can say it explicitly. So there's no problem altogether. Aval Adaiti Nira, that the ancient Motzi Diba B'Ksav, the Motzi Diba Hurak Ba'amira, Avaloi B'Ksav, Charei Huloi Oma Rak Mimelo Nishma. The Loshen Diba Hu Amira Mishorish Dovok, like Dovev Sifse Yeshenim. Right? So he compares the inyan of mentioning the father's name, Bepeh, or writing it Bechsav, and he says, you see, that there's no Isur Bechsav, so the same thing over here either. It's not called Motzi Diba. Chasima is one thing, and so that's what he writes. He says, Reb Gershon Halevi, Reb Leiv Lich Segal, he writes this tshuva, his own tshuva, as if to say to Reb Azriel Hildesheimer, now what do you have to say about this? So he says, Laka kushya do yikra dechayi hu begedah kovar abriyas v'doi chalav shal mitzi diba b'kum v'ase. Hasa b'akol parim sholah, so that's Aleph, he agrees. Hasa b'akol parim sholah, so Reb Yochanan v'ein lo hoshiv liish proti ashoy aloi soy. Right. He discusses the second point also, and maybe there is a right, maybe there isn't a right. V'gam kein lanu tamet chokum kein lubizman hazeh. V'gam lohoyo kol kach kumay b'kroivim, d'ho ein din shivu v'shloshim tamet chokum rakriya, etc., etc. So he responds to all these, but the last thing that he responds to
And the Iker that I wanted to mention is he writes Mirabo Lekoraya, etc., etc. The last line, Uma Chiluk Baze Ben Amira Luksiva. He doesn't think there's any chiluk between Amira and Ksiva whatsoever. Yeah. And he says, what about the names of the parents? Loi Eida Heta Lichtoi Belitam. He says, you know something? The only time you find them writing their father's name is where they have to inform you of the opinion of their father. But he says, but if there's no purpose whatsoever, he says he doesn't think you're allowed to write your father's name either. So Memela, his maskana was that there's no heter b'ksiva any more than the amira of motzi dibo b'ksil. So you have this discussion, the Chedus Yaakov and the Likutei Maran and the Klei Chemda, Reb Azil Hildesheimer, and this Shoyel, Reb Gershon, Reb Leib, which Halevi, is it or is it not a chiluk between ksiva and dibur? But in all of this, we didn't yet find out what exactly is the problem. What's wrong? Why is it motzi dibur? Now, Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, I understand motzi dibas ha'aretz ra. I understand that. But what exactly is the problem that somebody said somebody's nifter? And again, I'm pointing out that you might want to say that it's not motzi dibur lashon hara, it's really causing somebody agmas nefesh. But I don't see how those words indicate that. When dibur in kol ha'Torah kula, so to speak, means negative lashon and lashon hara. And also, what is the lashon hara over here? What is the lashon hara? There's another thing that bothered me. You know, there's a person sees a keshes. So we have a minig not to inform people. A rainbow, a keshes. We have a minig not to inform people to go look at the rainbow. Mm-hmm. Now there's an opportunity to make a bracha. Bracha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and all Sidurim. Zecha abris v'nemam b'bris v'kayim b'mamorim. Anytime you have an opportunity to make a bracha, if you had an ilonis toivis, you know. So you say there's a fruit tree in the backyard. Come, I'll show you the fruit tree. What is the problem of showing a person a keshes? And also, where's the makor for this? So Be'emes, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down from a chayodom. Where did the chayodom get it? So the chayodom's lashon is Shamati Mechocham Echad. It doesn't bring down the name of the sefer or anything. And what is the reason? Moitzi Diba Huksil. You're not supposed to tell a person that there's a keshes, because the keshes, hagam, that it's an ois of a bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with mankind, that he's no longer going to destroy the world, but it is merames to our weakness and failure and the whole matzav of Adam, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no choice, ki'ilu. So as kashti nasati be'onon is reminiscent of the mabul, and therefore it's mitzi diva. Maybe might see deeper on mankind. But this is where we get this halacha, which is mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. It's very unusual, because the Mishnah Berurah, you know, it's like, you know, people are so afraid of this, they speak about it with such hushed terms, you know. Oh, you're not allowed to tell. But you can't mean that it's a zayar or something. But the fact is that there's really no makar for it. That's what the Chayyadim says. The Isol Estakel is a chazal, but that not to inform somebody. He says, "Matzasi b'sefer echad sheshmoi ne'elam mimeni." Says the Chayyadim, "Matzasi b'sefer echad sheshmoi ne'elam mimeni." I forgot the name of the sefer at this moment. He writes that you're not supposed to she'ein lahagid l'chaveroi sheyesh keshes mitam. Moitzi Diba Huksil. Mishnah Berurah right there in Reish Chav Tesif Katan Aleph, the first Ois Aleph, he says, the Ein Kedai Lahagid Lechavero, whatever it says over there, Lechavero, Sheyesh Keshes Mishum Moitzi Diba, parentheses, Ches Aleph Chayyodah. Remarkable. I was thinking, There are 1,000 opportunities to say something negative. And yet we do not find once that the pasuk of Moitzi Dibo Huksil should be mentioned in any of them. And the Keshes is a very big Yotzim in HaKlal. Maybe we can even explain it, perhaps, along the lines that I would like to suggest. But the Untersh Teshuva is, it's a Pelotik Azach. It's a Pelotik Azach. That all of the discussions around, and also, it comes at loggerheads with Hilchos HaGevirta of Avelos. You're not going to inform somebody, he's not going to sit Shiva. So what's the pshat? What is going on over here? If this is such an inyan, there are lots of motzi diva. And let me ask you a question. Achmona litzlon bar minan, somebody is in Sloan Kettering. And he'll live. Eivishtil will give him a arichus yomim v'shonim. But right now we don't know what the matzav is. But somebody says, you know, I haven't seen Chaim Yankel in shul for several months. Usually it's about 2 months that somebody realizes somebody sitting next to them is not there. So I haven't seen Chaim Yankel for 2 months. Maybe you could let me know where he is. So this person knows. He says, I can't tell you. Might see Diba Huxil. You never found such a chazal. V'chapel in the gazette. In certain times, believe it, if you have somebody that's 120 years old and he was nifter, and this child is 17 years old, the Agmas Nefesh, the Tsar, and the Behola that would come from such a statement that this person since Sloan Kettering already for 2 months is much greater. So why don't we find that all over the place? That this Maitzi Diba Huxil applies in 100 different ways. And person lost, he had his house, there's a sign there. What do they call that when the bank takes away?
Foreclosure.
There's a sign, there's a legal sign. I don't know if they have to put up a legal sign on the door or not, but there's a sign on the door foreclosed. The company comes and says, you know, the house is foreclosed. That house is worth $4 million. What happened? He says, I don't know, but that's what I saw. So why isn't that Moitzi Dibo Huxil? Maybe it is, by the way. Maybe it is. Of a state that should show along. In other words, that the person was nifta. And even Abakai and Imakai is the same thing. Now, Midvar Sheker, Tirchok, you're having a lot of halachas. But Moitzi Dibo Huxil, take a look, check it out. I'll ask his kasha and I'll give the teretz in a minute. I just want to make the point again that there's no place in the Shulchan Aruch that says that all these cases where there's a horrible impact on a person, it's really a very negative thing, and it's a terrible loss of life, is the only thing that's mentioned. Loss of life. The good rabbi asks a question, Azoy. The Gemara tells us two stories. We learned that Gemara last time. And I'm going to need one more shiur. I'm going to have to go into Wednesday. There's no way. But let me just ask the kasha. The Gemara says first the story of Rav Kanan, Gimel Amad Beis, in Maseches Pesachim. Gemara says Rav Kanan Cholash, Shadru Rabbanu L'Rabbi Yeshua, Rebbe Ravidi, I think it was, and they said, go check out, what's the matzav? So Rabbi Yeshua, Rebbe Ravidi is arriving, and he discovers what? That he's nifter, that he was nifter. Rav Kana is gone. So he taught Kriya. He's not his brother or whatever, but Godel Ador, Chacham Ador, maybe it was his Rebbe. So Lemaisa, he tears Kriya. But then he covers up the Kriya, right? Adar Lekari Lachayre, the Gemara says, in order that they should not notice. So he kind of like, you know, covered it up. And he comes and he says nothing, and they say to him, "Nu noch nafshei," and he says, "Ano loy kamina, I'm not telling you, might see debugs." No. Right after that, the Gemara says, "Yochanan chakukah." Remember, we said, "What is chakukah?" It's all shaila. What the word chakukah means? Maybe it's the name of a place. So he came out and he observed. He left the main town, the city. And he went out into the suburbs, into the farmlands, to check out what the matzav is. Like, what's the produce like this season? He wants to know what's happening in the fields. So when he came back, they asked him, Chitim nasa yafas. No, how are the chitim? So he answered them, Sairim nasa yafas. And remember, there's a whole discussion. What does it mean, Sairim nasa yafas? Is that good or bad? And I mentioned the Chassam Sofer. He has this whole shtickle Torah that Sairim are only Michael Adam when the matzav of the chitim is Nerva Ayim. Otherwise, if the chitim are good, they give the Sairim to the behemoth. And when he says Sairim nasa yafas, he's really saying chitim are no good. So the Gemara says, Sairim are for behemoths, not for people. Right? L'susim ha-chamorim, they even bring a pasuk in Malachim. Baruch Hashem, when we say things, we don't bring psukim because we don't know them. But in those days, they used to bring psukim, you know, that Sairim are for, you know, ha-sairim ha-tevin, l'susim ha-larechesh. So what should he have said, says the Gemara? May have a little meymar. Eshtakad nasuchitim yofis. Last year, eshtakad means last year. It's an interesting word, rather. But anyway, eshtakad nasu chitim yofes. Last year the chitim were good, which by implication, or nasu adashim yofes. Anyway, don't talk about sairim. So what is the Gemara back to back mashma that this inyan of mitzi diba applies even to produce? Mm-hmm. Right, you're not supposed to say that the chitim of this year tokenish. Yeah. So, what about what? That the person lost his pants. Or that the child is in Sloan Kettering. That's what I'm asking. And I'll ask you another kasha. This is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. So I'll tell you what I think. I think two things. I think first, if I want to, I can explain it even l'shitasi. But if I don't want to, I can give a teretz besides. The teretz beside the lishitasi, I'm going to leave. I'm going to keep the oilam in suspense. I have a teretz to this whole inyan that I think is very yesidistic. The Shem Shmuel mentions a chiluk between moitzi diba and vayove yosef havoaz diba, and that started me thinking about something. That one is sheker and one is emes. But so it started me thinking, and I have an idea. But let me respond to this. About this eshtakad nasu chitim yafes, even l'shitascha. The Gemara, how did we get into this? This is not psochim. What does this have to do with psochim? So, me inyan le'inyan, the way the Gemara always works, it starts out with anfin etzivin mitzadascha prusa mishalayim. So there's a whole inyan, me alya kasafulei, and then the Gemara has this whole discussion about mina behema toirim bebehema sheinenu toirim. So the Behemah Torah and then the Torah, as we pointed out, sometimes you can say Tmeya if you have to. When you say it's also, the Torah says Tmeya Yilachem. But when the Torah is simply describing something, it goes out of its way, extra Isias, to say a Lashon Nekiya, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not Maitzi Diba at all. I'm not so confident that when the Gemara was speaking about the Lashon of Eshtakad Nasuchit in Yofes, that whole piece of Yochanan Chakukah, that it has to do with Maitzi Diba Huksil. There's a common denominator. You can't say the thing outright. But it could be two separate inyan. The inyan of Maitzi Diba is specific about that nifter of Khan. There's no nifter here, it's not Maitzi Diba. What is it? It's Maitzi Kilkul Befiv. Maitzi Kilkul Befiv is not Maitzi Diba Huksil. And I have a Raya Machrachas, by the way, in a moment. It's simply that, just like you can't say Behema Tmeya when you don't have to, you can't say a negative when you don't have to. It's an interesting halacha. By the way, besides everything else, I think I mentioned Rav Pam Zechon Levrocha last time, but there are very few people who have this kind of incredible sensitivity. But really, there's one chazal after another. What we say, what comes out of our mouth, has been so contaminated. You know, there's an expression, Azovi is goyish tzach, azoy yidl tzach. That doesn't mean that we're exactly like the goyim. Lo mi neva, lo mi tzase, chas mi lahaskir. We're like the goyim. But I'll tell you what it is. There are certain things that 20 years ago, somebody would mention it, the skin, bal korchom, would start to bristle, the heart would start to pound. Are you talking that such a thing could be possible? Today, it's usur. the skin doesn't bristle, the heart doesn't pound. That's what happens. The nivel peh. So I wish they wouldn't do it, because if I drain me a cup and I just have atmos nefesh for no good reason. Well, maybe there is a reason. Maybe then I can use that information when I give my shiurim and my drashas, especially if I'm speaking to a more modern oilam, which I often do. But people bring me things from newspapers, from the street, all kinds of things that they think are useful for me. You know, they're trying to help me out. So somebody told me that the television programs that are directed towards the youth, apparently, I don't know how it works exactly, different channels or different time frames, but there's some that you know that this is not for children. No, your volume. If you're an adult, you can hear any possible schmutz, any kind of znus, all kinds of arayas, because you're an adult. So the neuroviolum, the guy with machalik between a child, because a child is vulnerable. An adult is not vulnerable. That's not the pshat. The adult is fafal, so it doesn't make any difference anymore. That's the pshat. So an adult. We're aiming that every day we try to be better. Every day we want to be a little bit more of a tzaddik. It goes, it doesn't go. But that's our goal, that's our dream. By then, an adult, everything is mutter because you're already of age. It's mamish shreklach. It's shreklach sheba shreklach. But there is such a thing. So they said that now they discovered that there's a much more nivel pep in the language of the actors and actresses, I suppose, of programs that are devoted to teenage level children. This whole distinction that you can't use four letter words, v'chulu v'chulu, is falling away. And you know why? This is already my chat. This is not because reality and truth is more important than everything else. And that's what the world is. It's one big sinkhole. And the Mela, why cover up? Why make believe? It's much the exact opposite of the Torah Hashkafa, min ha-kotze el-ha-kotze. Don't think it doesn't affect us. Not a single one of us looks at any of these programs. We don't even know what they are. But the fact of the matter is that our language is not on the madrega of eshtakat nasu chitim yafais loyminevel and mitzas. It's miles away from that level. And the reason is because the goy is light years away, so we're miles away. That's what happens. It's not pshat that we become like the goyim. It's that the air is so contaminated that we lose the fringe sensitivity. This is the Chadav portion. I'm not telling you any Kiddushim, but it's important to emphasize. So if we have to try a little bit harder to hold on to those subtleties, to those refined moments, because the world, I mean, everybody is walking around naked. I'm going to fix the handkerchief that it should be just so. It doesn't make any sense. The whole place stinks, so I'm going to put on a little perfume. What difference is it going to make? Understand? That's the attitude. But it's wrong. Because we don't live on this earth. We don't share, as I always say, I say this over and over again, we do not walk on Avenue J. Not their Avenue J. It's not their Avenue J what we walk on. And the whole mentality has to be our mentality. We cannot go degraded, reduced by the goy's mentality, even if it chips away at even a mashu of our sensibilities. I want you to know, if you look at some of the Musa Sfarim today, most people consider it a little bit alien and strange, and maybe for Hasidim Arishayim, because we've lost a lot. In those days, they were talking to their own Olam. They were talking to everybody. It's for them. It's for people who are Bali Madrega. It's not for Bali Madrega. The Gemara is talking about. But let me get back to my point. My point is, I have a raya machrachas that not every inyan of Lashon Nekiya has to do with Motzi Diba. And the Gemara started out with Lashon Nekiya and is relating it to Lashon Nekiya. Motzi Diba is a problem also along the lines of Lashon Nekiya, but it's a specific problem. And Eshtakat Nasu Chitin Yofes, Lashon Rashi. So Eirin Nafi Yofes, Umichlal Dvorav Mashma, Shachitim lo nasu yofos, v'lo rotza, what does Rashi say? L'haitzi, Dava klala mipiv. He doesn't mention Maitzi Dibur Ksiv.
What does it mean, like Ratzal Haitzadava klala mipiv? Where did Rashi get this idea? The answer is because that's what he didn't want to do. He didn't want to be Maitzi Dava klala.
Rashi is referring to a Gemara in Megillah, not Hesbach.